Poor Shirley had to leave really early this morning, and she left the home without a coffee. But now she's come back for lunch, and we've just finished the Battle of the Easter Eggs, and she's ready for her latte. It's gonna be a Monmouth latte. As I was pulling the shot, Shirley came back into the kitchen from the garden, and she already said, "Ah, that smells a bit good." And what Shirley loves doing as well, she loves cleaning the frothing arm. Why do you love doing that so much, Shirley?
Because I'm so good at it. Got it down to fine art. I can look at a frothing wand and know just what the right amount of effort needs to go in to get it shining bright and ready for the next coffee. I think I'm very good.
You are. Yeah, very. That's very, very true. Now, the next thing you said, which I think you could just repeat for all the audience we have around the world, we have a listener from Alberta as well, Canada.
Alberta, fantastic.
Yes, he's called Hi-Fi George. Say hi to Hi-Fi George.
Hi-Fi George, hi. Okay, so I think I mentioned something about the latte art because it's looking a bit fine. There's a lovely, very delicate, fine flower, which I have to confess I've just ruined because I put a dollop of froth just above it. So that wasn't there in the original setting because there's a photo that's just about to be taken of it, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Taken. That's it.
Taken, but it's looking very enticing. Am I allowed to have my first sip?
Please. You're having a Monmouth espresso blend.
Oh, that is just so good. You know, something about the Monmouth is it's really full in the mouth. It's almost as though they're very fine, grainy textures in it, but not in a bad way, in a full, lovely texture. I'm going to enjoy this. Thank you.
Say thank you to Monmouth.
Mm-hmm. And to Monmouth. Looking forward to getting to the organic Monmouth we have.
We bought yesterday, yes.
Busy maturing and waiting for perfection.
Yes. Well, Shirley's enjoying it, no doubt about it.